Good afternoon, you're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley, Sabbathsport campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolla people. I have a very special guest for you today, Lynn Perrin, and we will be talking about the current battle between Canada and America against these tariffs that Donald Trump is threatening to impose and what impact that will have. I want to start off by asking you, because you were a candidate in the 1988 general election, which was fought on this premise about bringing in the original free trade agreement, and you saw all the debates that took place between John Turner and Fred Broadman and Brian Mulroney. Can you give a bit of a history lesson to our listeners that have forgot or probably weren't born at that time either? Could you give a bit of a history lesson about the free trade agreement and the time period that led to that?
Yeah, I would be happy to. I want to start out by quoting something that is out there in social media, and it's, we're in the midst of the longest, saddest, most excruciating and unsatisfying I told you so in the history of the world. As a candidate in 1988 and even prior to that election, I had done I had been at the University of Ottawa in 1986, and in my economics course, we started to do a deep dive into the proposal by Conservative Prime Minister Brian Mulroney about a free trade agreement between Canada and the United States. And many, many, many of us, especially New Democrats, said it is a bad idea, a very, very, very risky, bad idea that's going to bring us down a slippery slope. And so anyway, actually the BC candidates were really adamant that the NDP was going to have our opposition to the free trade agreement as one of the priorities in our platform. And actually, some other parts of the country weren't as assertive. The NDP candidates weren't as assertive as the ones in BC. And we elected 19 New Democrats in 1988, and it was because of our position on the free trade agreement. And so when it was implemented by the Mulroney government, you know, and you may recall, you know, Mulroney going to the White House and singing Wild Irish Eyes with Reagan, you know, and being all, you know, slapping each other's backs about this wonderful accomplishment. Well, here in the Fraser Valley, there was a food processing plant called Fraser Valley Foods. And it wasn't very long after the free trade agreement that Fraser Valley Foods closed because they could not compete with food processors in the United States. And there were 500 good jobs lost within the first couple of years of that free trade agreement. So it hit us here locally. You know, there was an immediate negative impact at that time.
If I can take you back to that time, because I have been doing some research, I was a little baby at that time, but I do remember my my parents talking about that as we were growing up. I went back and I looked at some of the old interviews, the old news stories on the national and the debate itself and the election result itself. Can you give a vibe to our listeners about the vibe, about the climate that people were in at that time when they were talking about the free trade agreement? How was the
absolutely. I mean, the conservative candidates, you know, across Canada were pushing it because Mulroney was the conservative prime minister at the time. And, you know, this was his big, I guess you could call it a legacy project, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether, you know, he'd be too proud of it right now. And don't forget that he was an advisor to the Trudeau government in the NAFTA 2.0,
exactly,
or otherwise known as the Canada-US-Mexico Agreement, CUSMA.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've got these two legacies of Mulroney, you know, which is the goods and services tax, which is causing inflation. And now we've got this, you know, CUSMA, which will really cause serious inflation. So, of course, the conservative candidates right across the country, including here in Fraser Valley, I'm talking about Bob Wenman and Russ. I forget the Fraser Valley East candidate, but they were all singing the praises of the free trade agreement. And I remember an old candidates meeting in Aldergrove, and it was a good area for the NDP. And me saying I had a glass of water in front of me at the table and where the candidates were speaking. And my worry remains about our water and protecting our water, our fresh water. And I said that, you know, if I had my way, there wouldn't be a free trade agreement, and our water would stay here in Canada in our glasses, and it would not go travel south to fill swimming pools in California. And it was amazing the response I got from the voters when I said that. Like, it was just a huge applause. And I remain extremely concerned about our water. Trump has his eyes on it. I really think that that's one of his goals in all of this chaos and, you know, what he's saying.
And if I can ask you a few more questions about the history before coming back to today and the difficulty we're having with it, is I looked at some of the clips of the debate that they had, the three leaders had, especially the English debate between John Turner, Ed Broadbent, and the Prime Minister, Brian Mulroney. And I remember both Ed Broadbent and saying that that one day this exact scenario will be taking place and Canada will lose its sovereignty. If they were both alive, how do you think they would react right now?
Like I said, it's the longest, saddest, most excruciating, unsatisfying, I told you so, in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's very, very unsatisfying.
And now, continue.
I think there are things we can do to mitigate it, though. I really and truly do.
And I wanted to come to that now, if I may. One of the things discussed yesterday in the First Minister's meeting between the Prime Minister and the Premiers that they had yesterday virtually was that interprovincial trade barriers could be eliminated, and it would be much easier to trade within the provinces themselves. And there's a report, IMF report, that says potentially we could bring in $100 billion because of this interprovincial trade, and that would bring 4% to the GDP, which is exactly the number we would actually lose if 3.8 to 4% if it was these tariffs were put into place. Do you think that is one of the things we should start with?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, when I was at the University of Ottawa and taking the economics course, you know, one thing that, you know, we really focused on was the whole idea of buying Canadian goods and products and services. And I've always been I've always paid attention to labels, and I've done my utmost, my entire adult life, to buy Canadian made goods and products and services. And I really believe that we can do that. We should do that. Like, honest to goodness, other than what? Grapefruits and oranges and maybe bananas, which we can get from other places other than the United States. Canada has pretty well everything we need. Everything we need. We don't need to import American goods.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIBL 101.7 FM. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you.